Hi.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Beth.
I probably should go live over here, I guess.
Two places. We're going live every place. Fun. Multiple places.
Here we go.
Let's log in using our web browser. Friends, welcome back to Q&A.
Hi, guys.
What a joy. I want to make sure that you... Steph. I want to make sure that you have your miraculous metal earrings on.
You guys were matching today.
We...
Unintentionally.
Yeah, we never do that. But I'm wearing this
thing. Can you
grab
Steph?
Actually, my
Steph,
we're calling you. Steph, tech support.
Steph, it wasn't logged into FB.
And you have to log in with your fingerprint.
Are you joking?
No, for real. Gals, how was your Divine Mercy Sunday?
Mine was interesting. I waited in line for confession for an hour and a half and then didn't make it in.
Sad times.
So that was sad.
It was really sad.
But did you guys get to go to confession?
I didn't go to confession. I went on Wednesday, but I didn't go on Sunday. But a lot of people did. You know? I
tried to go.
Yeah.
Steph went on Friday. What a treat.
Well, there is an indulgence.
Yeah, I don't understand indulgences.
I don't either. I heard some Protestant.
I heard lots of Protestant things happening this week.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm just so grieving for all of us Catholics who are assaulted by Protestants, you know?
What did you watch? Did we watch
Jaina? Jaina? You guys, January Jane Shop. Do
Love
you know her.
Her? Love Jaina.
She's the cutest.
Hi, Jaina.
Hi, Jaina's not here.
Mm.
She put the cutest reel of her parents. She's like basically asking my parents how they raised 11 kids that still love the Lord, basically.
Crazy.
Did you see this?
No, but I want to start crying right
now. Yeah, it's so sweet. It's like her parents dancing, and then it's her mom giving this whole caption of like how she raised her kids to love Jesus.
What?
And basically what they said, which was so beautiful, was like, we just love Jesus. Like, we love him with all of our hearts, each one of us individually together. So we talk about him. He's a real person.
Wow.
And their kids know Jesus and love him and are Catholic. Anyway, it's the most beautiful reel ever. I sent it to Mike. I never send him anything. Sent it. And I was like, this is unreal.
I only send him sports stuff.
You do?
Yeah.
Beth sends him more things than I do. I don't send anything. It was the best. And
then people
just lots of angry people in the comments.
What? Because we're Catholic, we don't know Jesus or what?
No, I don't think they read the caption. I don't know what they were reading because they're just like, you know, Catholics aren't Christians and all the normal stuff. Just when very sad.
I had a friend who recently went on a date.
Wasn't me.
With a Protestant. And I'm like, Lord, change my heart. You have to help me.
Why?
Because she told me that he said, like, how do you feel about faith and works? And I was like, I would have left the date. I just am so aggravated. Yeah. How is that even a thing for you? But it's like a normal Protestant framework for Catholicism.
Yeah.
That is so, I'm like, what? We're living on two different planets, my friend. Yeah. I don't even have time to be on this date. Good thing I wasn't.
Good thing this date was
She
not
was
with
so
me.
Like patient and was like, oh,
have you guys ever been on a date like that?
Our works overflow from our faith. And I was like, that's so beautiful. And that is very Catholic. But I'm like, where are you guys getting this? Where are you getting this bad information about Catholicism? It's wild.
So funny.
Thanks, Bella. Hi.
Hi, Bella. Also, then I saw there's this account I love on Instagram. It's like Catholic something. I don't know. It's spelled with a K. Love her. She's like a videographer, photographer.
Cool.
She's amazing. Yeah. Anyway, so she did a reel of like why I'm Catholic. And it was like a picture of the bread and the cup.
Yeah.
Right, Rhonda? She's so sweet. Can you drop her link here if you have easy access to it? Anyway, and she got hundreds also of just people so upset.
What are people mad about?
Like, again, Catholics are not Christians. It's just very sad. It's just making me so sad. Can you answer them, Beth?
I just want to say, if anyone is here, maybe,
not on the app. I'm sure there might
be. I mean, maybe on the app.
Or YouTube or FB.
YouTube or Facebook. Catholics are...
K-A-tholic.
Okay.
Do you see how I didn't know how to say it?
K-tholic.
Yeah.
Maybe her name is like Kat. I don't know.
I don't think that's her name.
Anyway.
It's something that's totally different because I messaged her one day and wanted to say her name.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Catholics are Christians. In fact, they're the original Christians. Is that?
This is good, Beatty. No, this is good. Keep going. I mean, this is what they're saying in the answer.
Catholics are the original Christians. Jesus came to establish a church, his kingdom on earth through one church, the Catholic Church, which has never, there's been no division, dissension. Other people have fractured off, but like the true church, the bride of Christ, one holy Catholic apostolic faith endures for 2,000 years. We're the only church that has Jesus for a founder. Like, ooh, shouldn't that be kind of enough?
I think they're confused about why they're called Catholics and not Christians, which I was like, I don't actually know that.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I know because Catholic means universal.
Right.
Yeah, that's so, I'd love to look that up too. I don't know that either. Yeah.
Tasha Ann, I truly don't understand that mindset. I'm Protestant, but adore Catholics and their beliefs. That's how I found BIS, and it opened my mind to beliefs so much.
Tasha Ann, so glad you're here. Yeah. I love that you're on the app too.
This is so great.
You belong here. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, I honestly think the majority of Protestants are not anti-Catholic. But I do think there's a minority that are really intense about, like, we want to like save Catholics from themselves.
Oh, for sure.
So they're just, I honestly do think it comes from a good place, but it just, you know, the evil one can twist everything, any good intention.
Yeah.
And it becomes like angry and
sure.
Like, you don't even know what you're talking about. Faith and works, like all of this stuff, can get twisted up, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's very beautiful that you think it's the minority. I tend to feel like it's the majority when I meet Protestants who at least at minimum or at best wildly misunderstand the Catholic Church. Yeah, that Fulton Sheen quote, there's a reason that's like so cliche and so used so much. There are not 100 people in the United States who hate the Catholic Church, but there are millions who hate what they wrongly perceive the Catholic Church to be. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The Mary worship is big.
Well, I think that's why I appreciate people like Ruslan. If you guys follow anyone on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ruslan has Trent Horn on and treats Catholics as another denomination as opposed to like, you're not Christian at all. And you're the thing of Babylon.
We can't say that word.
I'm not going to say it.
Don't say it.
Holly, I grew up Protestant. When I joined the Catholic Church, people tried to tell me that Catholics have a watered down faith because they worship Mary. Right. Just like totally.
I mean, watered down. Watered down would mean that something else came first. Do you know what I mean?
I think they're saying we only worship Mary. So we're not like on fire for Jesus. We're like over here with Mary.
I mean, I have a hard time, because as soon as you bring up Mary, I'm not an apologist. I'm not a theologian. I'm a contemplative. I'm a lover. And so when you want to talk to me about Mary, I want to tell you, I'm going to start crying. I want to tell you about the look in her eyes when she looks at me and when she looks at her son, Jesus. Like, I want to tell you about how her love has radically healed my heart and how she takes me by the hand to Jesus, how her love has revealed the love of Jesus in places that I was afraid to let Jesus go. So, I know people criticize that kind of an argument that like, okay, that's personal, but like, that's all I got, you know? And of course, you know, the magisterium of the Catholic Church, but.
I was at Mass on Sunday and there was lots of babies around. It was so cute. And they're all just like chatting and babbling, whatever. And I'm like, this one kid was upset. He was a 2 or 3 year old. You know, they can get upset.
Buddy.
Yeah. And he's like, mommy, as the dad's like walking about. Oh. He's like, I want mom. I'm like, this is me. I'm like, Mary, I am a hot mess.
can you just like love me? Can you just take me closer to Jesus? Because I don't even know how to get there. I'm just sad. I need a mom.
This is our theology. Toddlers.
Yeah, I'm just a toddler in my Christian walk. Alyssa, I used to be Lutheran and never had a problem with Catholics, although I still misunderstand a lot about Catholicism. Alyssa, I'm right there with you.
So do we.
We're learning a lot all the time.
We're learning all the time.
Tasha Ann, yes, Mary is the best.
Mary is the best.
I love her. Well, like Kristen that you've talked to, she's Protestant.
Loves Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am noticing, I'm seeing this very subtle thing in Protestant circles that they're starting to like say things about Mary. They're starting to get it. Like the lights are starting to come on. Like if Jesus is who he says he is, I'm out of my depths when I talk about this, what I want to say to you.
Love when Beth is out of her depths.
the reason people have a problem with Mariology.
Okay.
Is because they have a problem with Christology.
Okay.
So if you misunderstand who Jesus is, you are not going to understand who Mary is. So if you know who Jesus is, Mary has to be special. Like Mary can't just be
an ordinary
gal. She's just like us. She is just a young teenage girl and the Holy Spirit just showed up to her and changed her life one day. Like that, if you know who God is, like that, the dwelling place of God in the womb of a woman, like if he didn't set her apart in purity, in love for the salvation of the world, like the problem isn't actually that you have with Mary. You have a problem with Jesus. You don't understand who Jesus is. You don't understand that Jesus is God. Do you know what I'm saying?
Keep going.
I can't say much more, but that's what I get fired up about. Like, if you have a problem with Mary, it's actually that you don't understand Jesus.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Alyssa, Mary was one of my concerns before I became Catholic. Wow. It was really helpful to learn that everything about Mary points us to Jesus.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Tasha and I adore Mary so much. Seriously, she's an amazing mom. Yes. Holly, I think the confusion about Mary comes from how Protestants worship versus how Catholics worship.
Interesting.
Okay. Catholics pray for her intercession, sing songs about her. That looks a lot like the worship services I attended growing up.
Holly?
Okay, wait. So you're saying that's Christians crazy. Pray for intercession and sing songs about Jesus?
Totally. Totally. Jesus is the high priest. He's interceding on behalf of the disciples in John 17. Yeah. So to ask for Mary's intercession.
Right.
That's so interesting,
Holly. Yeah, I've heard people say like he's the only intermediary or whatever. I think that's in Timothy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we believe that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Claire, when I spoke to my Protestant family about Mary, they were indignant and asked why we couldn't just go straight to Jesus. I think I finally managed to explain it, but they didn't understand why it was necessary. Well, it isn't necessary.
Totally. Father Charlie Reb did a video. It's on our YouTube channel talking about the Blessed Mother. And he said, you don't have to go to Mary. You don't have to work as Catholics. We're not great at language. So we'll say pray to Mary, but really what we mean theologically, what we understand is that we're asking Mary to pray for us. You don't have to have that dimension to your faith, but the quality of your faith will be less than if you don't have Mary. The quality of your faith becomes more robust,
expands,
and beautiful, and the dimension of it changes. It's so much more beautiful with Mary because she helps. No one knew Jesus like Mary. No one. She knew him in the womb. Mothers, you understand this.
Totally, Claire. It's not necessary, but why miss out on this incredible gift?
Yeah.
Yep. Roya on YouTube, imagine not loving the woman God saw as very worthy. Mary was the way. It's not that difficult to understand.
Totally. Totally.
It's pretty crazy.
A hail favored one. God himself favors her. What? God made himself dependent upon the yes of a creature, his own creature. That's how much he loves Mary. That's how much he honors Mary. I mean, he honors like our freedom too, but Again, it's the problem is not with Mary. The problem is with your Christology. If you don't understand Mary, I like using that word.
I like it. Thank you, Rhonda. I don't have much of a relationship with Mary. I'm all about Jesus. I wish I could have a better one with her. That's okay.
Yeah.
Sophia, God is president of Mary's hype club.
Totally.
That's incredible.
Maximilian Kolbe said this, like, you don't have to be worried about, this is a paraphrase. You don't have to worry about loving Mary too much. You can't love her more than Jesus does. Jesus wants you to know Mary.
Yeah. Jennifer on YouTube, someone once explained it like, if your friend came over and brought a gift for your mom, would you be mad at them? Of course not. Honoring and respecting your best friend's mom is a beautiful thing.
That is so interesting.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I want my husband's mom to like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My best friend's mom. I want her to like me.
Yeah, you don't have a relationship with her.
Totally.
Yeah. She's the new covenant. We need to know our faith and history to bring others to conversion.
I do. I also think it's an ignorance of scripture. Yeah. Which is an interesting thing to say about Protestants, but we have to read it in light of Jewish faith, Jewish tradition, a great book that I haven't read that probably all of Mike, you have already read.
Mike loves that one.
That we could have Mike come in here and do a book report on would be Mary. What is it?
And the Jesus and the Jewish roots of Mary.
I don't think that's it. But I'm having the same problem.
Something like that.
What is that book called?
By Steph? Brant.
Brant Petrie. Dr. Brant.
Sorry, Petrie. Doctor. Sorry, Brant. Yeah.
That's no, it's it. Not. Jesus and the Jewish roots of Mary.
Yes.
Is that really what it's called?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Steph, beautiful. It's a relate. This, I'm, you're answering Rhonda here. It's a relationship. It builds. It takes time. You don't have to feel it. Like it's the best. Like it's the best right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
I didn't have a relationship with Mary for a long time.
Same. Yeah. Same. I was pretty judgmental of people that like talked about Mary all the time. I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, go to Jesus. What? As a Catholic, I was like, what is the deal? And now I am one of those people. It's like, can I tell you how Mary loved me in prayer today? And then I just cry, you know?
Yeah.
She's the best.
Susanna, RCIA this year, the two Protestants there had hangups on the apostolic succession and authority of the church. Also man-made saints.
Interesting man-made saints. What does that mean? It means we told them that we picked them and said they were saints?
It means, are they actually saints?
Oh, probably because Protestants use the word saints very differently. They use saints to talk about the church. Like we're the saints. And I'm like,
I've never heard them say that, but they talk your about
girl says saints. It all the time.
Oh,
come on, saints. She says,
oh, well, I think they mean like church. They mean the church militant. If they talked in Catholic language,
they don't have that. They would be calling us Catholic militant.
Church militant.
Yeah.
Anyway, the church fathers are saints to them. They call St. Augustine, St. Augustine.
They do.
He is a saint.
They do. Yes.
So yeah, I guess
one of my favorite, proddy pastors. He's always saying,
Ann, do you know?
He's always saying St. Teresa of Avila.
Who says like, that? Who says that?
I should tell him, you know? But it's everyone says so cute. I can't even
Avila
handle it.
Avila different. Maybe he's saying it correctly.
It's not.
Avila.
Avila. That's what he says. St. Teresa of Avila.
No, he's putting extra vowels.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he does call her saint, you know?
Yes.
Which she's not a church father. So anyway, I'm hopeful. He'll come into the fold, you know?
I love Mary so much, Evangeline said. Also, I love your name.
Hi, Evangeline. Evangeline's doing the well.
That's amazing.
How?
Do you go by Evangeline?
Mm-hmm.
Does she?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think there's also the assumption that going to Christ should be enough, but there isn't a recognition that sometimes we are spiritually wounded and cannot always receive Christ, God, or the Holy Spirit. And that God, the hound of heaven, who loves us so much, sends Mary and saints to direct us back to him. Mary and the saints aren't working against or taking away from God, but directing us to him and strengthening our relationship and understanding of him because we're all unique.
Okay, this...
That was a mic drop. Are you kidding
me? That was incredible. And it's making me think of maybe a very silly analogy.
That was
amazing. It's going to fall short, as they always do. But it is a little bit like Mary and the saints are like a wingman.
A wingman.
Yeah. You know what a wingman is?
Like a date? Someone who's getting you on a date?
Yeah. Like when somebody, like think about when you were a kid and you were in elementary school and somebody had a crush on you and they would have your friend come and talk to you and be like, what do you think about so-and-so? Isn't he kind of cute? And he's so nice, right? And he's really good at coloring. They're like hyping up the friend who has a crush on you to see how you feel about the friend. And I kind of feel that comment made me feel like this is what the saints do. They're like, can I tell you a little bit about Jesus?
Yeah.
How good Jesus is? Mm-hmm. Like they're coming to hype up the guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're in the hype club. Mary's the president. I'm very into the hype club.
Jesus is the president of Mary's hype club.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, it's mutual.
Everything is both and.
Everything is hype, is what we're saying. It's all hype.
Yeah.
Yes. They're hyping us up to Jesus.
Tasha Ann, we 100% call them St. Augustine, Mother Teresa, etc.
Yes.
Many Protestants completely disagree with that. For me, it's beautiful. I love the saints and the Holy Mother. Blessed Mother.
Love that.
Sit Lolly.
Tally.
What? That's a cool name too. I can't remember where I heard this, but I remember someone once told me that we go to Mary so that she can make our prayers nice and pretty and take them to the feet of Jesus. So she is his mother, and I've always loved that image.
Okay, I've heard this image. Again, I'm probably going to botch it. But basically, we have our prayer, our kind of this, let's call it like fruit. We have all these different things, and we're holding it, and everything's kind of falling over. And then we take it, and we show it to Mary, and she's like, I have just the thing. And she brings out this gold platter. And she arranges it onto the platter, and then she brings it to her son.
This is your image or a real
thing?
No,
I got that from somewhere. Yeah, I got that from somewhere.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that cool? That's what Mary does. Yeah. It's not that our prayers aren't worthy. It's not that Jesus won't listen to those prayers like falling out of our hands, but she she knows exactly what we need from heaven because she sees with the beatific vision. She can see perfectly and understand our lives. So she actually knows how to pray for us better than we know how to pray for ourselves.
So crazy.
She knows how to pray for our people better than we know how to pray. And her faith, hope, and love is exponential. It's perfect. And so when we come like with the hope of healing or restoration or like reconciliation in our family, we're doing that just in our humanity, in our woundedness, as Evangeline said, we're bringing that like full of like doubt, fear. So we've got our intentions, but we've also got all of our stuff with it. And so Mary says, actually, let me take it. Let me make it perfect in faith, hope, and love and present it to Jesus. Let me cover your intentions with perfect faith, hope, and love and lift them up to Jesus in perfect faith, hope, and love that he's going to do it for us. That's what Mary's intercession does.
Roria, she is proof how much God loves the faithful. In a time where people were so sinful and barbaric, she chose to be chaste and brave.
Wow.
Truly so inspirational. My mom and grandma pointed me to her.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
That is such a gift.
Totally, Holly.
Holly, it's like asking other people on earth to pray for us, only it's more powerful because the saints and Mary are already in heaven.
Yep. Yeah.
They're just very upset on these comments. It just makes me so sad. I mostly feel sad for my like Catholic friends who are like going in there and
I know
arguing back, trying to share the truth back, and they're just like being pelted, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, you're okay. You're doing it. I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's painful.
I've had the opposite experience where I see Catholics in the comments just be so, they just have no time for Protestants, just like so proud and like, yeah, like when you see the light, like don't come at me because you don't even know what you're talking about. Like I'm like, yikes, I don't like that either. Yeah. You know?
No, both of these women are being so charitable and kind and good.
Well, of course. Of course. I'm talking about randos.
Totally.
Know, not our people. Just when I see comments, I'm like, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
It does sometimes just take time. You're like, well, you can't hear me.
That's it.
I don't know.
Let anyone who has ears, let them hear. You know? Yeah. Sometimes people don't have ears.
Yeah.
You know?
Lexi said she's a mother who sits with us and stays with us. For those of us who don't have the earthly experience in a mother, she's a great joy and treasure. I wish everyone knew how held they are by her.
Totally.
Yep. So good, Lexi. Totally. So good. Okay, well, let's head over to the app for all of y'all on YouTube and Facebook. Come over.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Jennifer, come on over. Alyssa, Roya, we want to chat with you over here. Rebecca on Facebook, I wonder sometimes if I struggle going to Mary because of my perfectionist nature growing up and knowing I could never live up to her. Any suggestions on how to let that go?
Rebecca, that's so interesting because I saw that a lot in other Catholic young adult women when I was just coming into relationship with Our Lady, started praying the rosary. And I felt like it was like this, I felt like I heard people say often, like, I just want to be like Mary. Like she's our standard for femininity or womanhood or discipleship. And she is, but for me, that's totally unattainable. For first of all, the Immaculate Conception, like she was born without original sin. She was saved, you know? So that's just not going to happen. But do you know what can happen? I can be her little child. She can be my mother. And then, okay, this is an anecdote, but it's happened multiple times that Mary will do or say something in my prayer. And I notice it because it happens in prayer and I receive it like in my soul, it transforms me. It actually transfigures me. And I notice that I start talking, acting like doing what she did. It's very crazy. I'll give you an example. I had this image on Holy Thursday, actually. Oh my gosh, it's this whole thing. Can I tell this whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I had this whole thing. I was leading this meditation, maybe you were here, for the washing of the feet. And I saw Mary like standing there with the basin and a towel, like helping Jesus, changing out the water. And I was like, whoa, never thought about Mary being there. I'm not saying that's church teaching. This is my own prayer. And I just had this like deep meditation that Jesus washed the disciples' feet because they washed one another's feet in their home in Nazareth. Like he saw Mary wash Joseph's feet. He watched Joseph wash Mary's feet. When Jesus came in from playing, Mary washed his feet. Like it was just this beautiful understanding that Jesus lived in the school of love. Jesus is love himself, but his home was the sanctuary of love. And so I was seeing myself as a little girl and Mary was washing my feet and I was looking at her and she was so beautiful washing my feet, looking down, that I just reached up and touched her face and she looked up at me and she leaned in. She just like smiled and leaned. She like let me look at her. And I don't know that I even have the language. I haven't tried to talk about it. But I think when I've been loved in my life, I've pulled back. I feel embarrassed and very vulnerable. And by Mary looking up and leaning in and letting me like I have chills all over my body, letting me look at her face and like she received my love, I now know how to receive love. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I notice in prayer, when Jesus looks at me or like touches my face, I'm now doing that. I'm leaning in totally like subconsciously, it's now like my default to receive love. But I only learned how to do that from Mary. Even though I've been praying for years to know how to receive love, without a word, she showed me how to do that by leaning into my touch and like letting me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like, that's a life-changing grace for me.
Yeah.
To see her lean in like that. She's not embarrassed of her beauty. She's not embarrassed to be seen. There was also not a hint of like vanity or pride. She also didn't try to break the intimacy or the vulnerability of the moment by being like, you're so, you know what I mean? Like she's just like pure love.
Totally.
Anyway.
Rebecca, I also feel that way about Mary. I think I've never really felt like a very like feminine person or someone who is like the epitome of like purity, what I would like deem as like this idea of purity, the white dress and like a mantle and perfectly like beautiful, you know? And even in the way that I think Mary is, in terms of just being like docile and kind, and I just like never related, because I'm like a kind of abrasive and I'm very loud and I've always been like a tomboy. Mm-hmm. Like I just can't relate to Mary as like a really feminine vibe.
Gentle, meek.
Yeah. And I think that can be a temptation for us growing into adulthood too. Like, well, I'm just not like that, so I'm going to be like my own kind of Christian or my own kind of Catholic, and like I'm going to do me. And I think the more I've fallen in love with Mary as my mom,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, those things have totally shifted into like such beautiful, she is the most beautiful person. And I want to be just like her, and I want to act just like her. And like, it's okay for me to like be changed by the Lord and Our Lady. Whereas before, I think that would have been like, well, I'm not going to change who I am. Like, I am me. But I'm becoming more of who I'm actually meant to be. Like, the potter is making me, I'm his clay. And looking at her and like reflecting her is an even more free space to be in than I was before, where I thought I was free. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I totally get like that feeling unattainable. But it's just like being in her lap, like Beth said, yeah. Like looking at her face, same as we are with the Lord. But like that femininity, I don't know.
You know what you're describing, maybe I'll use a different word for it. Mary has to become personal. As long as we're looking at her from afar thinking that is the model of femininity,
yes,
or beauty or discipleship, totally, there's a distance there that I can't cross. But when I receive her love,
yep,
when she becomes the model, and actually I become her child. And I mean, it's all very mysterious and mystical. We're baptized into the body of Christ. So we're now a part of the Holy Family. So Mary is our mother, not just spiritually, not just supernaturally, but in a very real way, she is our mother. And so she's not a celebrity that we're looking at and trying to emulate. She's right. Our mom, and we get to learn from her how to be a woman, how to be a daughter, how to be a friend. And I think something you said that I think if you have Protestant ears, or if you just haven't grown up with a devotion to Our Lady, and I would say the exact same thing you said, like when I really see her, know her, experience her love, I want to be like her.
Yeah.
And I think perhaps Protestants would hear that and say like, whoa, we're supposed to be like Jesus. But here's the thing about Mary, Fulton Sheen talks about it, I'll have to find this quote, that basically in all of our lives, there is a blueprint for who Christ created us, who God created us to be, and who Christ is redeeming us to be, right? But Mary is the one human being in all of history that the blueprint and the person match. Isn't that cool?
It's crazy.
So she's showing us what perfect humanity, like lived even with the capacity to choose sin. She had the freedom. That's what we can be. And so that's why we want to emulate her, because she's showing us what this like redeemed, restored, like perfect charity in our humanity can look like.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Over to the app, guys.
Now we're going over to that.
We love you.
10 minutes later.
Talk to you soon. Okay. BD, what are we talking about? Living fully alive.
Yeah. We were talking about Mary. Steph, if you're here, can you turn the AC down even more, please?
No, I meant, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about living fully alive.
No, what's the thing? Oh, trying something new.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. Well, I think Jenna and I recently tried something new.
We did.
And so we were, we're trying this new thing where we have, we do like a series. Some of you in a poll on the app said that you would be interested in like Q&A series. And yeah, we're leaning into the Easter season. I'm maybe for the first time, I'm trying to live the Easter season.
Who is doing Risen? Is it in here?
I am.
Makes me so happy. I love Risen. I love all of you guys giving feedback on the Risen in the Risen channel. Makes me so happy. You guys doing the challenge. It's so fun. All of your laundry picks. Loved it. Anyway, go ahead. Didn't mean to cut you off.
So just this a little background that we are wanting to do a series on Easter. And for us, kind of the essence of Easter is to live fully alive, to live a resurrected life. And what does that actually look like? How do we step out of the desert, out of our penance, out of our prayer and fasting, into celebrating what Jesus has done? What would that look like? What would look like being fully alive? And so we're just brainstorming ways that Jesus brings life, like what infuses new life into our very ordinary kind of ongoing lives. And we thought it could be cool to talk about doing something new.
Love that.
Yeah.
What are you doing new?
Well, I'm not doing that new right now, but we did something new. Jen and I took a dance class. Mm-hmm. This is so funny. Mary Colleen just DM'd me because we mentioned it on the podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And she was like, I love that you're taking a dance class. And yeah, I'm like, you just wait for Q&A because we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
That was your idea. Do you want to tell the people? We're not sharing the video, Steph. We are not.
You guys made all of those before I was coming to this.
Wow.
This is a Beth Davis idea.
Hmm.
Or Steph? Steph, what was your idea?
We did take a video.
A video? Oh, of dance class.
Steph said share the video.
That's hilarious.
We're not sharing the video.
I could share it. Let's see how.
I don't think that you should.
We could.
Emily, I wish you could come to our dance class with us too.
That would be so fun, Emily.
It would be so fun to have our whole dance class be Blessed She People. We tried very hard to make friends in our dance class. And that was very joyful for me to meet people.
Yeah.
Are you seriously going to do this right now?
No, I'm just looking.
So yeah, I just think sometimes we've got to mix it up a little bit, you know? What I would love to hear what brings. Okay, let's back way up. I had a conversation with my nephews on Saturday. They're so cute and they're so big, and I'm growing into a relationship with my young adult nephews because I just look at them and I see their little tiny faces and hear their little silly voices and think about how they used to only order bow tie pasta with red sauce on the side. Like, that's what I think. But they're now 19 and 17. And like, I gotta honor them as young men.
Can we back up really fast?
Yeah.
I was just driving with my kids to school today. And I was like, I can't believe so-and-so is younger than me. They're like, you can't. Yeah, I can't.
Was that Sienna?
I don't know.
Okay.
And then I said, well, Beth is 2 years older, 3 years older than me. Two and a half. And they're like, oh, I can see that. And I was like, why? They're like, she's so joyful and fun.
Older.
Like, Sorry. They were like, oh, Beth seems way younger than you.
That is
ridiculous. Was like, really? Why? They said, because she's so useful and fun.
Okay.
I was
like, it's only because guys, I don't have seven children.
Wow, and guys. So
in their mind.
No, they think you're youthful and fun.
Wow.
Which I think is very sweet.
It's very
anyway,
sweet.
Back to your boys that are growing
my
up.
Sweet boys that are actually young men.
Totally.
I was like watching Jordan Peterson trying to learn how to talk to them and like draw out their
those are good notes.
Masculinity, you know? And so we're having lunch. They're not eating bow tie pasta, which makes me want to cry. They're eating like burgers. And I'm like, buddy, what do you think your purpose is? I mean, there was some warm-up conversation, but I'm asking them. And they're like, the boys are like, I don't know. I wonder if that's like going to, you know, be revealed. Like, I've got to get older. And I'm like, well, what makes you come alive? What, like when you're doing it or thinking about it, makes you feel the most like yourself? And their answers were so interesting. And it was just cool to like hear their hearts in that. But I think that's actually a question,
I love that question
for us to begin with here in Living Fully Alive. Like, what makes you, when do you feel most like yourself? Jenna, when do you feel most like yourself?
I feel most alive.
Yeah.
Playing volleyball.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably writing. Those are two places.
Wow.
Yeah. What about you?
I just want to stay right here. I, you know, what's so cool about that. I don't know if you all have been reading Jenna's emails, getting Jenna's emails on Sundays.
Yeah.
She used to do that years ago. And then there was a little break, a little hiatus, mm-hmm. and the emails are back. Mm-hmm. And I read them and there's like such an anointing. There's such a prophetic nature. They speak like right where I'm at. And that's because it's your charism. Like that yeah. aliveness that you feel comes out in your words.
Yeah.
I feel that just reading your words. So cool.
Thanks.
I feel most alive when I'm talking about Jesus. Not, I know that probably sounds like,
I don't know.
And it's not just like, it is when I'm giving a talk, like talking about Jesus in a mm-hmm. room, but it's like, I'm like this. Yesterday I was in spiritual direction and I'm like talking about all my problems and everything that's wrong with me. Yeah. And I'm like crying.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but then the Lord said this and I'm like laughing. I'm like bipolar in this
yeah.
spiritual direction. And that's my life, is that when my eyes are on Jesus, when I'm talking about Jesus, mm-hmm. I am most fully myself. No shame, so much joy that it brings me to life in such a crazy, beautiful way. Yeah. It's like flipping a switch yeah. when I start talking about the Lord.
Turns the lights on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. It's mostly talking about Jesus.
It's very sweet. Nothing makes me feel more alive, Aaron said, than going to Mass.
What?
That is so cool.
That's amazing. Emanuela. Okay, I just finished reading The Chronicles of Narnia. I do love
Lucy. You're Lucy? How sweet.
I love Lucy.
I have to read it.
Jenna. It's so good. It's on Audible Spotify for free, you guys. The audiobooks. Yeah. And they're amazing. Okay. Can you think of something else that brings me to life?
Lexi, I love that you're reading that. What brings Beth to life?
Have you observed something? I'm so curious.
No, I would say like talking on stage.
Talking.
About anything, really.
It's so true.
You know?
Telling story. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. If I got a good story, I am alive.
Yeah.
That's so true.
So sweet.
I will say, actually, now that we're talking about this, I don't know that doing something new makes me alive. I think it makes me very afraid. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, the fruit of it is that I feel more confident, yeah. which makes me feel more alive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like going to that dance class was mortifying.
Yeah.
First of all, I thought I was a way better dancer than I am. Secondly, I thought I could spot better than I can. Like I remembered spotting from like seventh grade dance class, but I got in there and this 41-year-old brain and body, I was like so dizzy and it was very embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys feel like it's easy for you to try something new? Like, do you have like an adventurous spirit or is it like more afraid of that? I'm curious.
I just thought of something else that brings me to life.
What?
You're going to think this is nutso.
What is it?
Whitewater rafting.
I think anyone is feeling alive, more alive than they were the hours before.
They were sleeping
on the car ride to the whitewater rafting, and then they get on the whitewater rafting and you're alive.
Yeah.
Very close to death and also alive.
I also kind of feel alive. Thanks for being here as I learn these things about myself. I think working out,
okay,
particularly with a trainer, makes me feel alive. And I told you this, I was working with Ashley in the whatever fall. Mm. There's something about being in your body and like having to count every rep that makes you like very awake and aware.
Okay.
Like, you want it to be over. So you're like, how much longer? But you're very, very present. And so there's something about that too. being in my body. I know that's kind of weird language, but it helps me feel like more fully alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rather than just like looking at a screen, you know what I mean? Zoned out.
That's definitely the thing that I'm like, seems to be a common thread is like the more we are forced to be present to our life, the more alive we are.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So like spotting across a dance floor, you realize.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a bad example.
No.
I get, but like someone said teaching.
Because you have
like,
to focus.
Yeah. Like you're more focused on your life as opposed to zoning out, as opposed to just like being dead to your life. The lights are off.
Yes.
And something brings you to life.
Like autopilot.
You
have to come out of yourself and out of autopilot.
Totally.
Yeah.
I guess what things are forcing us to be an autopilot and what things help us to be awake? And can we do more of that?
Wow. Jenna wanted the retreat theme to be awake. And I,
next year,
I shot it down. I actually think it could be that next year.
Oh, maybe it was this year. You're right.
It was.
It might've been the planner too. I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Natalie, I love learning new things, public speaking, coaching people. I love that. Rhonda, singing praise and worship music in the car and adoration brings me to life.
You guys.
Totally.
I want to hear more of this. Can you tell me what brings you to life?
Working out with others toward a common goal. I come alive. That's so cool. Said. What brings me to life are my 7 kids and veiling and making rosaries from Celeste. Okay, Celeste, I want to say, I do think like having kids.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean that we come to life. I think a lot of people actually feel like even more zoned out in some ways because you feel this sense of like, oh my gosh, my kids are crazy. Like drudging. I need an outlet or I need to like get away. This constant kind of desire to get away from the chaos, you know? So I just want to affirm you and say like, that's really beautiful that you come to life around your family. I'm sure your kids are like reaping and basking in your glow of someone who wants to be there. Like that is incredible. So thanks for sharing that.
This is very interesting. Yeah. I'm going to maybe work this out as I talk about it.
Yeah.
But the kids example is maybe opening up a pathway for me.
Okay.
Is it possible that the things that we're doing begrudgingly or zoned out could actually be a source of like life and bring us to life because you're saying there are different ways to parent.
Yeah.
And there is a temptation to just get through the day and escape so you can come alive somewhere else instead of finding your life.
Yes.
In your family.
Yeah.
Like with, I mean that with Jesus, of course, this whole thing is in the context of in relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jess, me too. Nature is life-giving.
Yes.
I like getting outside is like, oh, like sweet. This is, I don't know. Like this is happening in real time as opposed to this feeling of just like the film's rolling, the clock's tick. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
It's like suddenly like, oh, the world is like
alive.
Four-dimensional, you know?
Yeah.
Three-dimensional?
I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
6 dimensions. Faith and community always does it for me. Study groups, retreats, etc. These weekly Q&As and anything relaxing.
Wow.
On the water. I totally agree. Water is huge for me.
Yeah.
I'm with you there, Claire. What were you going to say?
Jenna, can you tell them what you told me about confession on Saturday Sunday? Do you remember this? When I was like, I was just really upset for Jenna being in line for an hour and a half and then confession ended.
Yeah.
I was like so upset about it. And like upset that you had to wait in line for an hour and a half. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
But like beautiful. Praise God. Right. Yep. But you said
what?
That you have a trick for making ordinary life, even like boring or annoying things fun. Tell them your trick.
I pretend like I'm on vacation. You know what I mean? Like vacation makes everything seem fun. Like we're just going to the grocery store in a new place. Finding a new Trader Joe's in this town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Trader Joe's is always fun. So.
So true.
So I don't get it. How are they so fun?
I go there and I'm like.
I'm in a good mood.
I'm hanging Trader out Joe's. With them. Yeah.
Steph now has one. So I got a vacation in the West Valley.
Praise God. We'll take a trip out there. Because we're on vacation.
Yeah.
We'll try a new Trader Joe's.
Emily said, I wonder if that's a mom of littles thing. I pretend I'm on vacation. Yeah. I think anytime we're like able to see, like, I don't know, vacation like brings me to life in terms of like, this is a new place. I'm like, wow, this is a new industrial complex, but I've been here before, but like it's new because I'm on vacation. You know what I mean?
I actually do.
Your husband when could be over there, Beth.
When you...
Is I never noticed.
I don't know. Lord. I was very thrown by that comment.
Sorry. Does Bluey do that stuff? He pretends like he's... Oh, it's
Isn't
Bluey's
that
a
good trick?
I don't
know what Bluey is.
Yeah, it's fine. Go ahead.
Sophia, stop. I'm going to start crying. Can you read that?
What's Piggly Wiggly?
It's a grocery store.
One of my favorite honeymoon memories is going to a Piggly Wiggly.
That's so sweet.
Why is that a grocery store name?
I don't. There's a lot. Do they you sell? Know, there's another one. That? There's another one in
they
the
sell
South.
Pigs?
There's another one in the South. Caroline left me a voicemail the other day.
Okay.
And she's like, I went to Harrison Teeter. I'm like, what are you saying? Like, am I saying that right?
It's a real thing. A Harrison Teeter?
Is that what it's called, you guys? I'm crying.
Harrison
laughing.
Teeter.
Like, why are you saying
Harrison
that?
Harris
Teeter.
What is that?
Why are you saying
that person's name?
Why are you guys saying that?
What is it?
I'm gonna run up to Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter store.
Yeah,
what?
It's a grocery store. But why?
Why is that its name?
You know what
it
I
must
mean?
Must be the owner. It's like Bash's.
I'm barely getting on board with the fact that Fry's is also called Kroger.
Right.
I'm not even there yet. But Harris Teeter, like, stop saying that. How is that real?
Wow.
Anyway.
Piggly Wiggly in Wisconsin.
What's the H-E-B? Heb? What's that one? That's
that's
Texas.
A popular one.
Like, what are these?
Okay, what are you saying about Harris Teeter?
I was just thinking of Piggly Wiggly made me think of it.
Wawa?
Wawa.
That's not real.
Wawa's a gas station.
You guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're in Ireland too. What's the one in Ireland that is so funny to me?
Celeste said, we went out of town this weekend, so we went to a new church. We attended San Fernando, and the 6 older kids were so excited and happy.
I mean, so Mass in a different place. Mass in a different place.
Mass in a different place is slightly terrifying because you're like, what's going to happen?
Can I receive communion on my knees?
What's going on?
Can I receive
here?
On my tongue? Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Yeah. Finding seashells on the beach. Yeah. Yes, Taylor.
Yeah.
Decorating my house and writing a song.
Okay. So
that's
I feel
incredible.
Like we were thinking like it's good to do
new things,
but this conversation is making me think we just need to give ourselves permission to do normal things.
Life.
With joy and presence.
To live our lives with life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And Jesus is life.
Yeah.
The way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
I had this image yesterday in spiritual direction. She was like, what is Jesus doing? Why are we, like, what is he saying through, she has this way of like bringing everything together.
Yeah.
And I just like closed my eyes to like ask the Lord. And I just saw him resurrected, standing outside the tomb, looking at me like, come on, like, come on. And I realized I was standing in the tomb. There's a lot of context to this, of course, but I think it's a bit universal. Like, I think there's a part of us that, whether it's Lent, whether it's the mundane daily life, whether it's places where we've like, something in us has died, a dream has died, an actual loss, like someone has died, where like life became irrevocably different. But like, here's the resurrected Lord inviting us to a resurrected life and saying like, will you come out of the tomb? Will you come out and live a resurrected life with me? Because I conquered everything, even death.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to take the step out of the tomb,
yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, the last sentence of the Easter homily I went to on Easter Sunday, he said, like, Jesus doesn't do us much good if we don't let him out of the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, I just think it's interesting to think about and to ask the Lord, like, where am I still living dead? Like, where am I dead? Where am I still sitting in a tomb and I haven't like let you resurrect me here? Is it in my family? Is it in like the mundane of my home? I just like live like a dead person. I live like a zombie who just can't wait for the day to be over.
That is it.
Yeah. Is it in my work? I don't know. Is it when I'm doing running errands? Like I'm just like, ugh, I hate all of this. Yeah. Or am I just like living dead?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to wake me up? You know?
Mm-hmm. I had this really beautiful prayer on Good Friday. I've shared a bit about this book from Father Timothy Gallagher, which is how you would say it if you're Irish. Father Timothy Gallagher.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
That's not real.
Listen, I left a voice memo.
I need to YouTube that.
Listen, I left a voice memo for my friend Julie, who lives in Ireland, and I said, Father Timothy Gallagher, and she left me a message, and she said, I love Father Timothy Gallagher. And I was like, oh, I feel like such a dummy.
Any Irish people here?
It's Gallagher.
I sent Aubrey and Caroline Ireland clips yesterday, and they were dying.
Of what?
Just us in Ireland.
Why? Doing what?
I was like, we need to get an Irish girl to like do a video about all of our products because Irish accents are amazing.
The greatest
anyone
thing
here?
Ever.
I'll send
literally
you anything.
The greatest thing ever.
I'll send you Clodagh.
I'll send Clodagh, Aoife, Anne, somebody, Orna. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for you to hear Orna. I'll have Orna record something. Anyway,
is it Anya, someone too.
Anya is something too. Yeah. Anyway, what I don't even know what I'm talking about now.
I don't either. Sorry.
You guys.
Guys, anyone? My priest is Irish. See?
Praise God.
Could hear
praise
him talk God. All day.
Praise God.
That's what I mean, Rhonda. Yeah. Father Timothy Gallagher.
Thank you. Thank you, Steph. Thanks, Steph. Okay, so I was praying with Good Friday. I was praying with this Luke 23 crucifixion. And in the book, Father Timothy Gallagher, he said, like, now I talk to Jesus about my little deaths. And he put it in quotes. And he said, like, the losses, the letting go. And so I was praying with that. And very spontaneously, I just turned to the Lord on the cross and said to him, I died when this happened. Like something immediately came to my mind, like something in me died when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And there weren't a ton, but like that one in particular, I was like, I just articulated it differently than I ever had. Like I died, something in me died when that happened. And this verse, like very gently came to my mind of Jesus saying, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. And if I lay it down, I have the power to take it up again. This verse, like I've never memorized that verse. I didn't, where did that come from? I later looked it up. It's from John 10, if you're interested. But I understood deeply, this is just the Holy Spirit teaching me this, that there are places that I feel like my life was taken from me. Something happened to me, something I couldn't avoid. Maybe it's something I did and I died. And he invited me through that verse to lay down my life instead. It's very subtle, but it's different. I'd been walking around as though someone took my life from me in that moment. But instead, in prayer at the foot of the cross, I laid down my life in that moment. I said, I offer you my life in this moment because, and he takes it up with him. That's, I have the power to take it up again. He's literally taking it up onto the cross with him. So my death, my little death is now united with his death and will be raised up to new life in the resurrection. It was a powerful, it was grace, certainly, but it was a powerful reflection to realize there are places in my life that I am walking around dead because I feel like my life was taken from me. Something didn't go my way. Somebody did something to me. I messed it up irrevocably. But no, I can choose. I have the power to lay down my life, and Jesus has the power to take it up again. And that changed for me that moment that I had considered like a robbery. Mm-hmm. Something was taken from my life was taken from me, but now my life is an offering.
Mm-hmm.
And he raises up my life, which is an offering to new life in him.
Yeah.
That made me think of that.
So good. Guys, what a gift. I can't wait to see you guys more alive. It's very exciting.
That's what we're doing.
And myself.
Sister, we're coming to life.
Yes. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, laughing makes me come to life with you. I feel I just feel different about the world when I'm laughing, you know?
Yeah. Laughter is very helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just ask the Lord, like, how do you want me to come to life?
Yeah.
I asked him that recently. He was like, I want you to dance more. I was like, get real. But it's true. He knows me. And I've started doing it. And I feel more alive. Has a lot to do with me, like, coming back into my body, getting out of my head.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Totally. What's your thing? How do you? Yep. Dance class.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, you guys, I wanted to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Tell the people.
We got about, that we got a few Sorry. Things back in stock today. Chosen is one of them. Do Woo! You guys have this book? I love this book so much. It makes me so happy. It's so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And it's about baptism.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a perfect gift.
It's the best book ever.
Yep.
Right, Lexi? I'm literally obsessed with this book.
Yep.
And the illustrations are bananas. Like, what?
I have a new godchild. I just ordered it for them.
You said it was in your cart.
It's Beth. In my cart. And bless
you
is
didn't
she.
Order it.
Bless is she. Oh.
You didn't order it. Look at them in the background. Me.
I can't even
like
handle
cute
it.
Little family.
I can't handle the priest.
The priest. Use my link.
Here,
you can't go too close.
The priest friend. Here. Sorry. The priest here with a, what is that? Piece of cake? Of course, classic here. Sister of life cutting the cake.
Very. Now you can this do it. Priest, I turn on autofocus.
She served the priest first. This is so classic. He's got his cake before anybody else.
How cute are these illustrations?
Child, and I love that.
Child of God. You guys.
Doesn't that look like the perfect baptism party?
I want to go to this party. How do you know she served the priest first?
Oh, now I'm seeing other people have cake.
Yeah, I think the dad got served first. Oh, no, this little girl over here.
Yeah, lots of people have cake. It's miraculous because
don't we
there's
need
only
that
one
banner stuff. We need to make that banner
wow,
cake topper. You're
that's
right.
That's cute. There's only one there's only one pack. Piece of cake missing from that. That is loaves and fishes cake.
You guys. So cute. Anyway, it's restocked. You want to tell them about this? That's restocked?
Oh, yeah. This is Dwell. I should have taken it out of the paper, but
that's fine.
This is Dwell. ASMR. This is our... our study on the Eucharist. And it's unbelievable. I love this.
That's all you're going to say? Okay, great. Here's another ASMR. You guys have to guess this one.
Ooh, that it's different. It sounds different.
Mm. You know, Justine, you know, because you're on Slack.
Ooh, these are good guesses, you guys.
Justine, you don't know.
No, that's not
Emily.
It,
I wish it was the Bible. It's Nuketapy.
Nuketapy.
Anyway, you guys, cover your face, Beauty.
Oh, sorry.
What?
I'm
Why
not
isn't
in
it?
It?
Why
know.
Isn't it? How do I do it?
Oh,
how
yeah.
do the YouTubers do it?
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, wow. That's good. We did it.
We did. Okay. Anyway, this book is so good.
So sweet.
It's just an invitation to daily prayer. Very simple. Very beautiful. I love Nuketapy. You know who uses this every day? Or used to, I think, last year? Gina Fenster.
Yeah, she does. Yep. She does it, I think, with her husband, Steph.
Yeah, get one.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
For you and yours. There's a little ribbon in it, marks your days. Anyway, I'm excited. These are things that are back in stock if you needed them.
I mean,
it's the same. Yes, Patricia, it's just we reprinted it.
Oh, sorry. I mean, Claire, they're back in stock.
Sorry, Claire.
It's not just this week. You
that's
know?
True. That's true. That's true.
I'm going to get one for my husband.
He's across the street.
In hope.
In the industrial
complex.
You know
what I mean? I'm all about just prophetic. We're just agreeing. We're just going to buy things and save things and pray things. And
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So I'm living fully alive.
Buckle up, world.
Jenna.
What?
Justine loves your hair.
YOLO. It's not different. But thanks, Justine. You love my old highlights. I appreciate it. All right. We love you guys. Yes, it's still out of stock, Patricia. Please pray that it comes back in stock soon. Because that's my prayer.
I mean, it is. Eventually going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said soon.
We're working on it. Pray for us. Pray for me.
All right. Talk to you guys soon. Love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.